When I packed my bags and left for Antarctica in 2018 for an entire month to go away to the absolute farthest place I could go, I was terrified. But I buried that. I buried that fear way down deep. So far down, I was sure no one else would be able to see it. Down in that dark place, it turns out there were many layers. I had fears about irrational things that I had no control over, like the boat sinking, like my equipment breaking down, like running out of batteries in the middle of something important, or whether or not I would get seasick. And then I had some entirely rational fears, too. I had never left my kids for more than a couple of days at a time, and they're not exactly independent humans. And now I was going to be gone for a month to a place I couldn't even talk to them. And according to my irrational fears, I could die doing this. But when I'm honest with myself, the fear I was really dealing with was the fear of being an imposter. I worried that everyone would see my fear, smell my fear, and that my fear would get in the way of me doing my job, which was, you know, to listen and record everyone and everything. Now, don't get me wrong, I was prepared. I do have the skills, and I was there because I was the right person for that job at that time. And I brought everything I would need, and more. But that message was not getting through to me in my very dark, very scared place. I kept repeating this to myself. You are brave. You are strong. You are ready. But that message did not get through, at least at first, because I felt dread and confusion and exhaustion. And this self-doubt continued until I realized something important. Here's what I realized. We all show up with our shit. We carry it wherever we go, and no matter how far away, it comes along with us. And so the better approach is just to realize it, to call it out, to name it, and to get on with your day. This story originally appeared in my newsletter, Audio Love, and that's my email newsletter that I've been sending out every other week for over a year to a small but committed audience. Did you know that email marketing is the number one channel for creators to connect with their audience? And it's huge. ConvertKit, which is the email platform that I use, report that last year, over 16 billion emails were sent on their platform alone. And according to the Data and Marketing Association, who did a survey in 2021, 92% of customers and 72% of marketers said that email is their favorite way to connect with customers. And here's why I'm telling you this. When I sat down to map up my email strategy last year, I realized that despite the fact that I've been using email since it started, I actually did not know how to use it for this postmodern era. So I found a course to take. And this month, I've decided to join forces with this woman, whose name is Tarzan, unforgettable, yes, to help her sell her flagship email program, Email Stars, and I'm an affiliate. If you're curious to learn more about how to up your email game, Tarzan has 3 free workshops this month, and if you want to grab a spot for the first one that's happening on Thursday, the 26th of May, just go to the show notes for this episode, and I'll post a link at the top where you can grab your spot.
Well, for better or for worse, I have made it to the end of the world, as it's called, to Ushuaia. Touched down today around 1 and made my way up here.
And now it's time to listen to this short episode, We All Bring Our Shit Along. Thanks for listening.
Town looks like what I imagine Vancouver looked like about 150 years ago. Port town on the edge of the ocean with tall mountains all around it. And this resort is sort of up on the hill overlooking the town and the port. Beautiful view. And I checked in. I was one of the first ones here. And I await my roommate to arrive later, Fabian Dattner. I guess we're going to get to know each other, seeing as we're sharing 2 single beds in a 200 square foot room. And yeah, I'm feeling a lot more upbeat. I spent some time on the last flight doing some journaling and some thinking about how the hell I got here to why to now. And I realized I was really, in fact, I wrote the words imposter syndrome in my journal. And then interestingly, I went back and I read some stuff that Haley had sent out, the organizer of Homeward Bound, which were some gender fact sheets about women in STEM and women generally. I think, I mean, it's specifically geared towards women in STEM, but I don't actually think it's so specific to that. And there was even one point that talked about how women feel like they have an imposter syndrome and that they got to where they got because they were lucky and not because they were skilled or capable. I'm feeling that my own self now, which is something I brought on all by myself. And I need to get past that and figure out how to achieve telling the stories that I want to and how to do that with getting over myself to begin with, perhaps. I was writing about some of the barriers that we bring with us as we go on these journeys to the end of the world. And, you know, I realize it's a commonality between anyone, no matter how educated, no matter how privileged, no matter how enlightened anyone is. You go on these journeys and expeditions, and you bring with you all the challenges that you are dealing with in your life. And you know what? They're not diminished. Some people have serious trauma that they're working through. Some people are fighting for their lives. Some people are escaping persecution. Some people are just trying to get by. Some people are trying to do better than they'd done before. And some people have shit. Everybody has shit. And shit comes in different shapes and sizes, and it smells different. But the truth is, we all poop. And we all bring that with us to the end. That's so eloquent. Oh my God.